So you had a scrimmage today, I guess. How did that go?
We did. It went well. Anytime you can be with officials, practice some live clock situation, live down and distance situation, see a bunch of young guys in live action for the first time, is great. You know, and so we'll watch the film and kind of evaluate everybody. Got a ton of reps. I think we were about 130-ish of offense and defense, and then probably 34 special teams reps. So a bunch of good stuff.
Nice. Any of those young guys stand out to you today?
Reggie Daniels has been a ton better. He really stood out on special teams. Darren Carrington made a couple plays with the ball in his hands. Needs to work on his ball security a little bit, like all the young guys. Kenai Benoit had a couple of good runs. Defense did a really good job right at the beginning. We had a couple no huddle situations where they stopped the offense, but overall fairly clean on both sides. Would have liked to seen it to be a little bit more physical on both sides. For whatever reason, not as intense as our practices have been. And we've had some really good practices, and part of that, you know, you're bouncing back and forth between odd situations, and we did some second and long work to get some different third down situations. So, but good work day.
Yeah. Mark on.
How about Thomas Steiner's situation?
Status.
I don't know what his situation is. His status? He's a tailback here at the university.
What's going on
with
Thomas Steiner?
He's getting better. He is. He's one of those guys. I had a good talk with him the other night. He needs to cut it loose, you know, of not worried about making mistakes. Don't worry about being perfect. You know, those guys as freshmen, they kind of have one speed. It's either one of two speeds, rather. They're kind of analytical almost to a fault where they kind of slow down, or it's just, bah, you know, just I'll go run into the brick wall if I don't know what I'm doing. And he's more on the analytical side of things. But he's getting better every day.
He walked by here in a cast.
He is.
He walked by here in a cast and crutches.
Yeah, there's been a lot of guys in cast and crutches.
Are they real, or are they
tell
something
you, but,
for us to try
you,
to figure
I'd
out
have
who?
To kill you.
Can you give any update on Thomas? Is he injured? Is he 100%?
To my knowledge, he's 100%.
He's 100%?
There's guys, the protective boot business is a good business. Should have gotten in that business model.
So he practiced
training
today?
Model. Yep.
Mark, did you come out of...
About the backup coordinates, how that situation's going behind Marcus?
Yeah, those guys both have had kind of some bright moments. A couple times I think they're pressing a little bit, trying to force something that's not there. But overall, happy with their development.
Any difference between Jeff and Jake?
Not really. You know, we were talking about that a little bit the other day. Jake is, you know, probably has a little bit stronger arm on paper, but Jeff gets it there about the same time, just in terms of decision making, time of release, and he's got a good arm too. Yeah, put those guys in a couple more situations today, a little bit more than normal to try to separate them, but it didn't happen.
Mark, you talked about the number of reps that you had today. Is that about where you want to be? Is that ahead or behind where you should be?
It just depends on a day like this. Sorry. Oh, that's your cord. There's a lot of situational stuff, so you could have a red zone play in the 30, and like the ones one time had a two-play drive for a touchdown. And then the next drive, it might have been a 6 or 7-play drive for a field goal, you know, so it just kind of varies. But our numbers have been very good throughout fall camp as far as just our pace and our tempo.
You guys had reps today. Did your guys learn anything about penalties, any situations?
We didn't have anything, you know, come up with the new rules or anything kind of out of the ordinary, but it's good. You know, we had a couple pass interferences, a couple holdings in the one-on-one situation, had a couple holds on the offensive line. Overall, decent procedure-wise at this point.
Are there any new rules that the refs are really trying to stress?
Well, there's the, you know, the blocking below the waist rule changed again, which has changed every year for about the past 6 years. It's a moving target. And then the targeting rule, there's the time, the 3-second clock rule.